Yeah, I'm really looking forward to going down to Enniscorthy. I'm very excited about that. The area I work in is building a coaching world for individual coaches and for the collective, the club as well. So I suppose that broad expanse of what is coaching and how people learn and how we create environments where people can excel, and it's based across, I suppose, a load of different disciplines, the psychology involved, and I suppose physical literacy and skill acquisition and all the areas. So it's a very broad area. We discuss the expanse of coaching, that's really it, and trying to simplify that really broad topic really is what I try and drill down into and make it as simple as I can.
So just talking about who you are, a big component of your work there is the Carver system. So just explain to us, what's the Carver system?
The challenge for me was to try and help people get better at coaching. So I thought deeply about it, and I came up with a kind of an analogy for coaching as a craft, or I suppose as a kind of like a, you know, what we would traditionally see as a craft, where you need the skills and tools and perspective. So I kind of I tied my concept into Michelangelo, where he spoke about creating masterpieces from raw materials. That's what I called it, a Carver framework. And then I literally, the six elements or the six principles, I suppose, we would talk about spell Carver. So them six principles are connection, awareness, research, values and visions, endorsing and reflection. And them six principles, if they're practice over time, I suppose they lead you to help building a world and getting better, I suppose. So the whole kind of framework is principle based, and it works across, you know, I suppose as far as elite sport down to sixes, the principles are the same. Humans are quite similar. There's different elements you need to know, the specialities within them areas, but by and large, the principles are true to any environment we're trying to get people to express themselves at any level.
Obviously, this event is going to be on in the rugby club in Enniscorthy, but the great thing about these coaching skills is that they're transcendent, really. They can apply to all sports.
Yeah, look at the principles are the principles, and I won't sell it that to coach a game, you need to know the game. That's a definite. My area, I'm across maybe 10, 12, I don't know how many sports at this stage. I ended up in baseball there last summer. You know, coaching is coaching and the game is part of it. But in general, the principles of learning, development and all that are the same. And within that skill acquisition and that, we'll say that principles of play and that tactical side is part of it. And I'm not going to dismiss it as a small part of it, but it's a part you can learn if you're willing to go on that journey of building a coaching world. The area I'm involved in is coaching practice and building coaching world. And within that, one of the pillars would be the research of, well, I suppose, knowing the player and knowing the game. You know, I think they say to teach Latin to Johnny, you've got to know Latin and you've got to know Johnny. So knowing the game is an important facet, but there's plenty out there that'll help with that. In general, my stuff is principle-based across learning and that's really it. So I work across a huge amount of sports and across all ages, because a lot of the principles are similar too.
You're coming at this from a primary teacher point of view. That's what you do in your normal day job. But you also talk about the youth of the child and the player in the child as well. So just explain to us what those two elements are.
Any coach's job, developmental, child, teen, whatever it is, to help them expose the qualities or nurture the qualities that are going to allow them access the game long term. In any model of development, they probably look at technical, tactical, physical, and we'll say the mental or psychological and the lifestyle, and all them pillars need to be nurtured. So I suppose maybe traditional type training, we didn't look at it that broadly. A lot of my influence, it comes from coaching adults and understanding, you know, the qualities that give them the capacity to access the game long term. So I suppose the non-sporting qualities really are important to, I suppose, engendering the individual and the group, that hunger to learn and that straightforwardness, basicness, truth, honesty, all them basic things, because they allow them, I suppose, access their talent or develop their talent. And if the environment doesn't focus on that and give them the foundation to build upon, well, we're missing a huge important cog in the wheel. And I suppose ultimately a lot of research will tell us that these are the players that will fall away, or you know, they will peak early and we won't see them again because they won't have the qualities to, I suppose, to endure, you know, endure. Yeah, that's probably it.
So yeah, the dropout rate is massive, obviously around that sort of 16, 17, 18 year old bracket where kids just stop playing the sport. And how do we stop kids from doing that? How do we make it, you know, interesting to them?
Simple as to say, but the best form of, I suppose, player development or player retention is probably coach development, you know. So I suppose that leadership of that, and again, we look to our organisations to lead, but the clubs, I suppose, need to be developing all the time and catering for the needs, I suppose. You know, it really is, that is our business, and coaching and is retention is the key metrics to success. And if we ain't retaining, I suppose, it's a poor reflection on what we're doing. So I would always say organisation alignment in clubs, pathways for coaches and players. I suppose I think best maybe player pathway is a coach pathway, and so that continues learning as an organisation of to care for the needs of the player. And I suppose it's a big area, and that's I suppose why people get the likes of me in to help. And it's a very big area, and traditionally I suppose in Irish sports we've had volunteers and roles and all that, and as the world becomes more complex, all these organisations need to be more structured and to deal with these needs. Like, people question everything now, so we need to be able to give them some or all of the right answers, I suppose. And that's why coach development and that leadership, the leadership is everything, and it's a huge challenge for all of us, and we're all trying to figure it out, I suppose, all the time.
So yeah, speaking of leadership there, is there anything as a parent you can do to keep up that leadership at home? Obviously they're getting the leadership from their coaches on the field, but is there anything you can do at home just to keep that up?
Yeah, and look, at that's an area for coach as well, I suppose, that leadership of player, that you know, sharing of information with parents. And because as coach we are in loci parenti, as they would say, but I think part of your challenge as coach is trying to educate the parent as well, and trying, I suppose, raise their awareness of some of the pitfalls that, you know, would be involved in, we'll say, helicopter parenting or putting pressure on kids. So that all really falls into the club's remit and the coach's remit and their leader's remit to try and, I suppose, educate everybody as much as they can and inspirate them a bit and try and nudge them in ways, because I suppose we're all trying. So the challenge of the leader is to kind of have best principles, best practice, and maybe feed the people that are going to be directly involved with the projects, and that's the kids and the parents and the community and the coaches. That's the challenge of leadership, you know, trying to be ahead and trying to help those that are working with you and trying to nudge them and point them in the right direction. And I suppose I would always say in anything like this, we shouldn't really, it's a teaching thing we have, we shouldn't test people before we teach them. So a lot of the role is trying to educate parents, educate players, you know, surround us in best principles. I suppose sharing information with parents is really important, and that's part of the model, like how we can connect with the parent. And every year you go into this coach and you're peeling back another layer of the onion, and you're realizing, you know, what's more important and more important. But definitely I think as regards developmental coaching, communication with the parents and providing them an insight to what is best principles, best practice, and why you're doing what you're doing, and sharing that information. Because what I have found through experience is if people understand why you're doing something, they're more likely to support it. And I think when there's a breakdown there of communication or leadership, that's when we get trouble a lot of the time.
And finally, Paul, thanks very much for your time, but just explain to us, what is fun, and, you know, how does fun play into kids coaching?
Yeah, I can't remember her name now, but she has fun maps. I think there was 81 determinants of fun and 13 factors of fun is everything. That human spirit, you know, to love it, to want to be there, and that energy is huge, because ultimately these are human beings. So if we can make it fun and energetic and they want them to be there, you know, that's really going to endure, that love of the game. If we can nurture a love of place and game and club and everything, well, that's going to, you know, survive all. So I would talk about dehumanizing learning or trying to force excellence and losing that kind of magic along the way in a bid to try and get better. You're missing a trick, because the human needs of the individual in the learning environment is huge, and fun and creativity and enjoyment is massive part of it. And I think an awful lot of that, you're talking about player fall off and everything, it's probably through non-age appropriate. And I don't think they just fall off at 16 or 17 because all of a sudden it becomes bad. I think it's more probably a death by a thousand cuts, that not getting the right inputs at the right ages. And maybe the focus has gone on winning early and winning at all costs. I'm not just talking about just winning, because, you know, competition is important. So I'm not anti-winning, but I'm just winning at all costs. And fun element is everything. I have three values. One is respect, one is effort, and the next one is fun. So they spell ref. They're my value systems, but fun is an integral part of it for a player and coach. Like, you know, I always say, you know, if the coach is happy and enjoying it, there's a great chance that the players will be happy and enjoying it.